Wherever you are. But now don't leave this gathering. Just go a little bit in the back. One or two people in the back. All those are 15 years old are coming from. There's a reason for this. Those that are along the wall, each on one side. People say that really, alhamdulillah, the sound system is very wonderful. So I can hear the bayan and I can hear the talk from 2 kilometers away and get to the over the sound wave over my gadget of audio speaking from there. But after the question, Ramzan, wherever you are, right? What's the goal of thinking Ramzan in Hatha? Compared to thinking at home. Something more to what we can think of. From far you can see the bright face. And you can see the meat sizzling on it. But when you bring the meat nearby, and then it goes down the throat, two different things. So to sit along the parameters and the wall and say, Alhamdulillah, we can hear the talk. You're seeing the heater, but you're not getting the heat. We be together. Alhamdulillah, Maulana Isa Sahab, Maulana Yusuf Sahab, all those salient points that you had mentioned. In fact, each time I hear this ulama, I am inspired and I learn so much more. May Allah Ta'ala give them barakah in their life and the work that they are doing. And Allah Ta'ala take them far and wide to benefit of them. You know, when a person doesn't recognize something, like once somebody was given a box and they told him, this is a box for you. Say, yeah, what a beautiful box, man. Made of all those strings. So he took the box home and he needed to get something from top of the cupboard. So he stand on the box. Say, lucky I got this box, man. My whole life I never had a box like this. Now, he needed some cool wind to come in the house. So he took the box and put it by the door. So now the door can stay open. Then he needed to sit and do some work. So he had like a chair. So this box and him became big friends. Every time he looked at the box, and he box. So now time you came in my life, like an inbox. I'll never let you go, so you become an outbox. You know, so when I had this connection with this box, this box was on loan to me. After 2 weeks, the man came to his house and said, it's fine. There's a renovation. Can you buy yourself a horse? Can you dig a well for the water? What are you talking about, man? Hazrat, I gave you a box. Yeah, the box is the top box. I mean, I jump the camel on the box. I leave it by the door. I sit on the box. I mean, that box and me, we are like, you know, close mates, man. See, you didn't open the box. I didn't know it was open. I mean, there's something in that box. See, you know what, right? I knew you were something wrong with you, but today it clarified itself. All right, what's in the box? See, you know all the rubies, the pearls, the gems that are in there? You're supposed to use this, and I gave you a period of 2 weeks that you must just use this, and then you must set your life up, and then I'm taking this box to somebody else that needs it. Now the man says, hey, can I have one more chance, man, with this box? Now it's on the other side of this box, man. I can buy a ladder with this box. I can get an aircon, I don't need to leave the door open. I can get a whole lounge suite to sit. This box is like this, and I can do all my things. Say, why, your time is up. Your time is up, I'm taking my box and going. Say, that box is going. Assalamu alaikum, box. Me and you, we had some time together. Now we can draw an opinion of this person. Now sometimes I like to interact with my audience, with my brother and that are here. Who's brave enough to answer the question? You try, brother. Or Mark, man. Right? You try. What do you think of this person who had a boss for 2 weeks, he didn't use it? Is he a sharp guy or he lost the plot? He lost the plot, isn't it? We're laughing at a man that had a wooden box with some treasures in it and he didn't use it. In reality, we're laughing at ourselves. Allah gave us a body that's a box. And this box got a roof. It's got a heart. This head's got a brain. We got feelings, all the things in us. And all we're using this body to do is to get here and get there and keep this and keep that. What you're really supposed to do with that box, I put down. What we did with it. Now when Malak al-Maut comes, as one of the Isas have mentioned, then what will happen? Oh my Allah, now I want chance to go back. You're not going to get that chance back. So the very first thing is the recognition of who am I and where I can get. You see, my brothers, we're not from here, you know that. We're not from here. Now you think I'm from Durban, that's what you mean. I'm not talking about Durban. We're not from here and we're not from here. We're just here, we're passing by. We're going on a journey and we happen to stop at the Shell Ultra, brother. This is the Shell Ultra, we just need to fuel up a little bit. There's a journey up there that we're going to enjoy life. Now a person is coming all the way to Joburg and he comes by Shell Ultra or Van Rieden's Pass, you know, that engine garage, big one there. And he's got a sister, Walima, to attend in land for Azadul Binoni. And they phone him, where you are? No, we just stopped at the garage, it's 1 o'clock now, we make Zohar. He just made salam and he saw the swing. So now they're swinging on the swing. Then he saw Lavasa coffee, he said, let me have some coffee. After that he saw some lovely donuts, he's having donuts. Then he saw some shopping, now he's been... The sister phoned him, when you coming? I mean, how far? You must be by Heidelberg now. He said, no, we're still at the halfway. You know, it's something else here, man. People rather turn back and go to Durban. You know what I mean? You wasted the time. You got caught up in something you're not supposed to get caught up in. So the first thing is recognize myself that what Allah Ta'ala sent me here. Then, alhamdulillah, the subject of taqwa was eluded. Now, I'm just going to go, you see, just like when you have a youth program, there's a series of subjects that you have to attack, approach, present, and you know, embrace, so that we get somewhere. Now this, I'm giving you a condensed version of things. Everything put together, one package, you take it and go. So, I'm not going to go into nitty-gritty. I'm just going to be touching in and out, just touch. Just touch in and out, finish. You go there, you see the subject. If you're not too clued up with what I'm saying, alhamdulillah, there's friends of ours that are quite responsible here that will explain to you the extreme details. But to be hands-on now. So now, when we talk about being pious, about becoming the friend of Allah, about taking Islam seriously, then one is zaban-e-hal, one is zaban-e-qal. One is what you say, like, you know, directly with the speech. But sometimes people don't utter that out of respect and fear. But their rawiya and their pattern and their approach will tell you, hey, I can't do this thing. Morbi, thank you for coming to Azadul, but I can't do it. I mean, I came here, but what are you talking? Me and this thing? Taqwa, taharat, zuhud, qanaat, marifat, haqiqat. Why? That was in those days, man. I'm a 2017 youth, it's March, you know, and I'm on another beat, man. We need to undo this. We need to undo this thought about where we can reach. Allah gave us the ability that if you work hard, then you can even supersede the angels. And if we don't work hard, and we slip and we fall, then Allah save us all, save me and you and all of us. أُولَٰئِكَ تَلَنَعَمْ بَلْهُمْ أَغَلْمُ A person can become worse than animals. So realize where we can reach. And that opportunity is open to everybody in this world. Fees must fall. Now they say rain must fall also. People they say fitna must fall, haram must fall. All these things must fall. So in the world you get different opportunities for different people. Different strokes for different folks. Different strokes for different folks. You understand my words? So each and every one is treated in the world differently according to his financial background, where he comes from. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, if you are Suhaib Rumi, you're a white man, you still got a chance. Salman Farsi, you're a Persian, you still got a chance. Bilal ibn Rabah, Bilal Habshi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you come from Africa, you still got a chance. By Allah, the dealing with Allah is different. And we got this chance with Allah. So take out this bazzan, take out this falsified thought, I can't get it, it won't happen. No, that's the first problem in the equation. Allah made the arrangements. We're not living in a spiritual desert.
ruhaniyat and spiritualism are sprouting that you can't believe. And the person still say, I'm hungry. Then why wouldn't eat? Allah said, did you not eat? Why didn't come on the spiritual dastakar? So this notion that you can't do it. Today, my dear brothers, I just want you to picture something. Picture that you've got a squashy tissue in your pocket. Or a banana peel that's in your pocket, right? You with me? Now go into your pocket. Take that banana peel and chuck it out. Right? Throw it out, man. Why are you holding it? Come on. You did it. In the same way, the squashy, incorrect thought of my Allah. That Allah won't accept me. Na'udhu billah. Allah makes this arrangement for us to be accepted. And then when youth especially, who are faced with all the dilemma, who are faced with all, you know, the head cross wind, the tsunamis of life are in front of them. And when they stand up for deen, they look at, is our fitna to ila al-kahfi, Surah al-Kahf, where the seven youth, Allahu Akbar. Long story short, when they woke up after 300 years, 309 years, depends on lunar and solar, right? At that time, the king was Bayda'asud, who was facing a problem of convincing the people of Aqidah on Ba'ath Ba'd al-Mawt, that is life after death. These youths became the catalyst for people to understand this, that if they could sleep for so many hundred years and Allah woke them up, then if you sleep in the qabr, Allah will still wake you up. This is the youth. Look at Qutila Ashabul Ukhdud, where this young man, I mean he's a young man, he's sent to go and learn magic. He has now to become the Harry Potter. But he turns out to be the Junaid Baghdadi. You get the point? One young man turns against Basil. Allah uses him for haq. And then look what happens. The king finds out, because he had the ability of dua, and you know the lion moved out of the way, and he cured the minister, etc. As I said, I'm just touching and doing. Today is no story time much. Because the time is limited, but you start your Q&A, and I'm also a question after that. So now what happens? The king wants to kill him. Round him doesn't work. Throw him off the mountain doesn't work. He says, king, you want to kill me? I'll show you how to kill me. Gather all the people, take the name of my Allah, and then fire the arrow, I'm dead. One boy gives his soul for Allah, thousands get hidayat. You see the youth? Another example, Al-Amin bin Harun Rashid, son of a great king. Harun Rashid was that king who used to reign the world, and he would, it would be addressed in this way by way of understanding. Or reign, reign where you want to reign, you still reign where Harun Rashid reigns. A little bit English then, So, Alhamdulillah, if we can recognize ourselves and now have this high-mindedness, that we will get it. Allah will give us. This trying, Allah doesn't, you know, shut it off. When you get that, you know, I always picture this four-way. When you come down Darul Zakaria, you're going left, you're going left, you're going right, you're going Akanov. You know where am I? You're going straight to Joburg. I picture that, and you get this one man come, how sticky, bro. You know, the way he asked that question, I tell you, you can be the hardest man, but you take out a 5 rand and give it to him. All we need to do is just wait. Allah, how sticky he died. Allah, give me something. Ask you Allah in that way, oh my Allah, I want from you. My Rabb, I'm young, it's hard. Oh Allah, it's difficult in this condition. Allah, you know what I'm going through. I know myself, but you know me better than I know myself. Allah, I'm asking you for that hidayat. Allah, give me. Ready, my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. But in between all of this, I'm meeting many youth that are depressed. People are suffering depression. Now we're not going to go into what is depression, how is depression, because you'll become more depressed after that. But bottom line, depression and the explanation of depression is that you have conjured up an idea in your head. I have to become the president of South Africa by 2024. Now if I don't become the president, I'm depressed, you see. So you're making such assumptions about life and itself, and when you don't get it, now I'm depressed. So depression is actually cured when we reflect not on what we don't have, but rather on what we have. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam al-Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not well. He was ill. For a few days, tahajjud was missed. At the same time, wahi was not coming. At the same time, Umm Jamil, who is the wife of Abu Lahab, tabbat yada Abi Lahabi wa tab, ma agna anhu malu wa ma kasab. Sayasla naran zata lahabi wa mramatu hammalat al-hatab. That imra, that woman that is addressed in the surah, is actually Umm Jamil. She came and taunted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with these words, na'udhu billah, that shaitan that used to come to you, I see, he doesn't come anymore. Reference to Jibreel, na'udhu billah. Now this grieved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this grieved him. Sikh, tahajjud, wahi, plus the taunts and jibes. So in answer to Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah reveals the verses and the surah, والضحى والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى. Now if I'm going to unpack the entire surah to Duha, it will become late. My friend, by the morning light and by the peaceful evening, Allah SWT says qasam on two things, the day and night. The next ayat, ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala, follow. I haven't deserted you, I'm not displeased with you. Wala al-akhiratu khairun laka min al-ula. Now when Allah SWT says qasam on something, then that has a lesson in it. That after every night there comes the day, isn't it? After every darkness and dark patch, young man, wallah, I don't know what to do. The topi is giving me a hard time. This is happening to me. I haven't got sufficient money. I want a GTI, but they're telling me just carry on waiting. I want to be something in life. They're telling me to hold on. That girl and I are ready. They don't want me to get married. All these things are happening to you. Is bustling and fussing inside. Remember, you are waiting for a certain time and you're wondering when everything will come right. After every night comes the day. After every difficulty will come ease. كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Hakiki darkness. Plentiful amount of darknesses. These are darknesses, but the nur of the Quran Kareem. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dispels these darknesses that exist with the nur that He has sent down. It is the Quran and the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. One translation, akhirat is better than here. Another translation, as you will go through the procedure of life, things will get better and better. My young brothers, without making things too long, have we really reflected on the favors of Allah? وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You know, if we try to enumerate the favors of Allah, we can't do it. But I want to show you South African living type of depression compared to what is really depression. Hey man, I'm sick of life. What happened? No, they have been a load shedding. Enough, man. It's another night in candlelight. Now in Devon, they're cutting our water every day. I'm depressed. You know what? Everybody is depressed for what? No, I've got a Walmart. It's not a Kiwi. I've got shoes, but it's not certain brand name. Our depression is wrong. There's no such thing as depression. And what we're depressed about is the wrong reason. Now, if you look at our problem with the candlelight, at least we got something called electricity, man. Go to places where they never saw light. We cry about water being cut, but we got plenty amount of water. Those people that drink mud water, do we think about them? We cry about not having the latest jacket. It's not made from this particular fiber. Something is keeping you warm. Have you thought of that man that's sleeping in the corner that has got a cardboard as his bed and a newspaper as his blanket and a brick as his pillow and a sky as his roof? The problem with us, and Allah make us mark, we have become unappreciative. By Allah, when you start appreciating the ni'mat of Allah, and you tell me, Mulana, ni'mat of Allah maybe means like my bank balance or the car, but no, that's all in its place. But start off with this. Now today I'm wearing a zip kurta. I can't show you the example, but look at your buttons. Ya mashallah, the man is. If that button is missing, you feel right. By Allah, the ni'mat of that button starts out there. Brothers who wear glasses, you know that small little screw that comes in the glasses when it falls out by Mona, how is that? It's all wrong, isn't it? That small little gadget, or that mechanism, or that cog, or the screw or the, that's holding the nut, that's holding the glasses, is your ni'mat of Allah. Just blinking the eye, blink your eye. Don't wink at me now. That blink of an eye, by Allah, there's people who have to take medication for the eye to blink. The fact that you can have saliva and salivate is a ni'mat of Allah. Ah, what has happened? Dunya mein kitne ni'matein, phir bhi laakhon shikayatein.
Allah.
In this world, there's thousands of ni'mat. By Allah, today there's very parents that we call in Tani and Topi. You know, I don't know which planet they come from, or I mean, they ended up in my house. They ended up in my house. They ended up in my house. By Allah, I think pleasure in mentioning this. One alim, he mentions when they asked him, does your mother, after your father passed away, live with you? He says, no, I live with my mother.
Subhanallah.
I live with my mother. That parent, when that parent on the last day of their life is end up in Avalon Cemetery or Hilal Cemetery, wherever you come from, and now when you turn around after everybody leaves and you're looking for that person to call Ammi Jan, for that person that you call Mummy and Ma, by the Qasam of Allah, I tell you, I met a young man who tells me, Molana, when my father passed away, life gave me a smack. And I say, how does life smack you? He didn't. I only realize what my dad is doing for me now. These very same people that are considered the spoke in the wheel, we don't consider them to be the ni'mat of life. So start by reflecting that we've got and not that we haven't got. Look at those people who are totally lost in life. I mean, if somebody was to be depressed, it was a child from Aleppo at this time. It was a child from Albania at this time. It's a child from Palestine, from Quds, to come here and say, Aina Abi wa Aina Ummi. Where's my parents, Morana? Where's my parents? I mean, those people have a right to be depressed. But they're not depressed. In fact, they look at Allah and say, we're impressed. My young brothers, let's take it to another level. And I'm telling you, Bashiru wala tunabbiru. I don't come here to break your spirits, but to give you glad tidings. There's great hope for all of us. And the proof of this, may you be khayra to faqihu fid deen. The one for whom Allah Ta'ala intends good, Allah gives them tafakku fid deen, understanding of deen. You see, where's your proof? You know the big capital letters. Where's your proof? This is my proof. 2017 with the latest gadgets in the world, saying, come, let it go, do what you want, just do it. Make it happen, let it go. Obey your mouth, obey your heart, let your dreams flow. With every stratagem placed in its order, still you came to Islahi Majlis. That's my Allah. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They planned, Allah planned, Allah is the best of planners. This is the proof. The masjid that you can hear, ulama speak in haq. What they have learned from our mashayikh, we only transfer in a more different way. My ustad Malichok Sitab say nicely, Ye Afrika wala bara hushyar hai. Wahi aata lekar pastry bhi banata hai, road bhi banata hai, bun bhi banata hai, sab kuch banata hai, aur kehte hai baking confectionery. So I'm not telling you something new, it's upstairs there that has sent it. They gave us what you say. We're just giving it like, you know, all different ways so that it's palatable. My brother, there's ulama that have always been approachable. But sometimes we conjure up this thought, Morana, hey, that's why I tell people, do not make your child scared that this is a Morana. Quite often. I'm going to tell a Morana about you. You're not eating your food, I'm telling Morana. You're not wearing your clothes, I'm going to call Morana.
You going late to madrasa? Morana. By about after 1 week, that man more than shaitan is scared of Morana. Morana becomes the worst person in a person's life. By the qasam of Allah, I tell you, takunu ma'as-sadiqin. You know, there's no time to go into Arabic. What is kunu ma'as-sadiqin, kunu minas-sadiqin? But when you go in that company and you bake in that love of Allah, I can tell you sometimes when you go to meet our mashayikh, I'm going with a mountain. Drakensberg, mountain, Kilimanjaro and Everest, all on my shoulders. And I'm carrying one year, and I'm coming. You know, in South African language, spiritually, pabala. No! Stop! And you come and sit. Father, this is a condition. After 5 minutes, you walk in out. Where's all the mountain? Go on. Mountain out of a molehill. The ulama that we have in your midst, young and old, are all approachable human beings. Take advantage of the situation that you have. And two people won't benefit, the proud one and the shy one. Who's the proud one? What about me knows, man? You know me? I'm going to hold the Bukhari. I said, my kids in the art group. I got a whole Jamul Bawai with me, by Kanzul Omar, everything I know it. I got it there. Come. The proud one is not going to get anywhere, not even past. Then you get a shy one. Yeah, I can work for nothing. Now you start shivering. Now it becomes true. How are you going to learn? So take the courage to go in the company of your Messiah. And then see how they take your heart to another direction. Allah does it clear the means. Now someone say, look, out of respect, I just can't do it. Now so you get different people. You have to respect them. Now certain people, so there's website, and there's a question and answer that is available there. You can write to them about your spiritual condition and see what happens. Anyway, one with our subject, I'm just touching and going here. At this moment, throughout the world, there's a brainwashing carrying on. What is this brainwashing? The definition of brainwashing is to make you think in another direction. Now, there's many mechanisms for this, but one of the prime mechanisms is that access to TV and television that they have given us. These television programs, they are set in such a way in which they have what we call subliminal messages. Hey, Mona, we are caricaturing. Now with the subliminal story of yours, look like I'm going subs. Baby, hear me out. What's a subliminal message? Certain TV programs, from what you hear from the people, is set up that this is now a story that will come once a week, na'udhubillah, and people are glued to it. When you get a man that's divorced, and he's got a grown daughter living in the house, and there's a woman that's divorced, and she's got a nabalig son that's living in the house, and there's an old woman, and now they're trying to interact and make their homework. Because he's working for the lady. When you watch this program, it sounds like a comedy that's coming on television once in a while. But a subliminal message that is delivered there, it's alright to have a boy and girl, it's alright to have a man and woman, all live like kachumbar in one house. And I like some ulama how they say, come to Durban, you see what we mean. All the monkeys are together. The dadi, the nani, the mamu, the chacha, everybody, one big gang bang, they were sitting together and cleaning the food. The subliminal messages that come on this TV are satanic thoughts that just come into the mind. So now you wonder, I came to Islam at this, I came to the Ishtima, I went to Shakuzari, I went to Asad, I did this. What's happening to me? Ah, the thoughts of our Dada Peer, what he mentions. That once they were traveling, and they tried to on the aircon, but the car is still not coming cool. When they looked, one window was still open. That's why the aircon was not working. But as long as we've got the sight into their insight, and we are going off sight, then we're going to lose sight of this direction. For as long as we've got the programming and brainwashing that's going on, that television program is not an entertainment. Above the entertainment is the brainwashing. Now you say, Maulana, I am strictly against all this 2 to 18 age restriction. I just watch cartoons. I'm joking. Look at cartoons. Hear my sentiments, and if you think I'm wrong, then you correct me. These cartoon programs that are set for you, for the ummah to watch,
subliminal message is there. What's it? That one beautiful girl can live with seven of eight mahram. Right? One beautiful girl is allowed to live with seven short men. And that's why the woman is becoming dumpy. And nobody is happy. And everyone is being like grumpy. And they're feeling sleepy. What a picture. Subliminal messages in the fairy tales written by Grimm brothers. You know, when you hear the name of somebody, it was known in the proverbial Arabic time that when they would name somebody, you know, Ana al-Asad, I am the lion. Wa nahnu usmud, we are the lion. So it creates a kind of a rapport for the people. You look at the people that wrote all these things called the Grimm brothers. Completely off track, their name also tells you their mind is grim, dumb, glum, dull. So this television that we have access to, in reality, my brothers, is a brainwashing thing. And now, leave the television being stuck on the wall. It's gone into our laptop, right or wrong. You know, the other day I went to visit one relative, he said, go bring my tablet. He's telling it. I said, you sick now? He said, no, by tablet. No, you're a little bit outdated, outdated, brother. So everything is now something else. If it's not on the tablet, it's on the cell phone. There's Android phones, smartphones, and these Apple phones. And Apple a day is supposed to keep the doctor away, but this Apple is in the shaitan all the way. You get my point? So my brothers, you're going to be faced with situations on a daily basis. Now some youth are asking this question, well, no, why we couldn't just have a Ruhani environment and just carry on straightforward, nothing to worry about. No, my brothers. These tests that come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, in reality, are there to take us to the next level. If there was no such thing as tests, then we won't be called insan, we'll be called malaika. Because malaika are in one particular pattern all the time. So sometimes you're going to be facing a drug problem. Sometimes you're going to be alone. And Mr. Lust or Mrs. Lust is going to knock your brain. Sometimes it's going to be a friend who's forcing you into a certain situation. Sometimes it's going to be the opposite gender. Zina is going to knock at your door. Basically what I've just mentioned here, and I'm going to go very fast through them, these are the four or five problems that are attacking the youth. Right or wrong? So, brother, what do I do when I'm faced with a drug problem? What do I do when somebody is giving me the first pull? Come on, man, come on. When you take this thing, you'll feel like a 747. When I took it, I was like a jumbo jet. I was like the Concorde. I was flying. I went Paris and came back. I was jumping on Eiffel Tower. Now you know what's happening in your life. Just take one of these things. My ustad, when he gave us the lesson, he said, look, remember that the first time, not the last time. When you are presented with this dope, whether it is marijuana, whether it is cocaine, whether it is tuk, or whether it is bunga, whether it is whatever it is that's on the market, cats and everything. The first time you're going to touch it, then ask those people who are on substance abuse, they'll come and cry to you and say, how I wish that night never come to me when I left my environment and I said, let me just try. That try is still today making me cry. You want to know how it makes you cry? And Ali mentioned the story of a woman. She says, Mawlana, I'm the mother of the son, but I'm praying to my Allah that I wish I never gave birth to him. May he rot in hell. Ma, what happened? I mean, nobody curses their son to death vehement. She says, when he started his drug abuse, he started his vulgar abuse. And then it went on to violent abuse. Then he sold everything in my house till groceries were not left. But I tolerated all that because I'm the mother. But the other day, whilst I'm in Sajda, he urinated on me and I cursed him by Allah. And when the mother's curse falls, then I don't need to tell you where a person can end up. Oh, my friend, realize what this drug problem is being, and for Allah's sake, stay away from that. Now, this is linked with what Hazrat Mawlana mentioned, وَيَوْمَ يَعْتُ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ, that entire story. Watch who are your friends. If your friends, when you meet them, take you to Allah, that's your friend.
If your friend when you meet him makes you against Allah, that's your arch enemy. Now how do you combat your friend? Hey, you're right. Yeah. Wait. Hey, my father not gone. Come with brother Hosman. Got a full everything, got everything from country, universal what continent to meet. What is that? And I got some surprises coming after 10 o'clock. You on? Now you know what that surprise entails. Young brothers, is it not happening? The call doesn't come. Wait. We're eating the south gate. We're eating the east gate. It's all on me, man. That's why I'm telling you, I'm big-hearted. I make ikram of everybody. That's the one I want. The friends are not forcing us to do things. At that time, reflect on Ibrahim alayhi salam. Inni saqim. They're telling Ibrahim alayhi salam to come to the rancho, to come to the royal show, to come to where it's all happening. And he says, I'm sick. Now you have to play this particular card. And I'm going to show you how to do it. Hey, Zubair. Where are we going? Okay, you got it set, right. Hey, what time are we leaving? You know, I'm going to call you in 15 minutes. Let me just check what they're saying at home. Now, you got to play it the right way. Hey, I just spoke to them. They got other plans, man. My grandmother is just leaving for Umrah. Now, if I don't check the grandmother, the dafa is not coming, bro. You got to play a card. Ish. Why did you phone me in the morning about this thing, man? I just commented to my father. Or I told my other cousin, all this thing is not on, but you have to play it. You have to play it to be safe from this person. Invent something, I'm not well. And after all of us are not spiritually well. So you need to play him off. So one time you play him off, next time you play him off, third time you say, in our language, the man's an ice cream, I think so he lost it. And the time he went azad, well, I can see no more with me. They speak like that. Who told you to go Jamaat? Why did you go for the other? Now you check now. You know what dressing like us. Come on now, what's with all this culture? You're going to come with us like this? So they're going to play you. You need to play them first. Now that is in your hands. Allah gave you that ability to play around. Now each one's situation is unique. Then you got this case of zina. Now when we mention zina, people think it's only the ultimate. No, zina bi'in. With your eyes also. Brother, I don't want to go into a long explanation of this zina topic. But I want to ask you something. That what would a young man tell if he meets a person who's about 50 years old? What's your name? My name is Zaid. You? Oh, Amar. Bakar. Hey, whose son you? No, I'm Hinda's son. I'm Salma. Salma? Your name is Salma. From Tabukis one day. Hey, you know what? Give me your hand, my boy. You look just like your mother. You know what, brother? I'm taking you back to the 60s, man. My mother was a dashing woman. Lips like chips. Eyes like trying. Rose like a nose like a rose. Finger like a trigger. Hey, uncle! Who are you, why? Are you in Greece or that? You're talking about my mother. You know the woman gave birth to me. Where's your brain? I mean, have some shyness. I bet everybody feels the same if their mother was the dress like. Right or wrong? Then why ever give our hand into somebody else's mother? Why ever let that thing come over us when we give our hand to another woman who might not be our wife and tomorrow we have to face her son somewhere in society? I just wrapped up that hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a little bit our way to understand that what you don't want our mother to go through. What history of our mother we don't want to come out. We don't want to make somebody else's daughter a history when she becomes a mother as well. I think so after this, my brothers. The next time you see an older woman that looks dashing, immediately reflect that she's somebody's mother. The next time you see a girl that's of your own age that looks dashing and crushing and she's asking, think that that's somebody's sister. The next time you see somebody else, think that she's somebody's daughter and this woman is going to become somebody's grandmother as well. Think like this and watch how Shaitan flees. the heart. That nafs is tired from, because now you're thinking, what if this was my sister, my mother, my grandmother, my aunt? I don't want this to happen, so how can I let it happen to somebody else? I'm on almost at the end of my talk, and I just want to give a few advices, but I need to know where everybody is. How many of you are weird to any chef? Just put your hand up, please. Whether you took bed long ago or recently, mashallah. How many of us, just maybe not bears, but we still got some connection with ulama, we meet them regularly. Put your hand up. Mashallah. Brothers, in order for me to know what food to serve, I need to know what mazmali is. Now, for the rest of us, brothers, who haven't got any connection with any senior person, or have not taken bear to anybody, I first of all encourage you to maybe just take some report from people and find out what they go through when they take solace and direction from people who have seen life. Trust me, now you're not running on your own, you're taking from the wisdom that Allah Ta'ala has placed on this earth. Now for those of us who are already bear, already got some ta'aluk, regular ta'aluk, one main problem that why we are suffering is the irregular ta'aluk that we're having. We only see Hazrat in Ramadan, we only see him Jalsa time, and then Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. Now, I ask you, brother, if you just charge your phone 2 minutes a day, can it work? So you need that extra time on a regular basis. Then another reason why we are suffering in ta'aluk, and I mentioned this to many people, you need to have TLC for your chef. What's the translation of TLC? Huh? I'm getting old now, speak loud. What's it, man? Tell me, come on. Tender love and care, a little bit right, you got one out of three legs. The right. It's actually trust, love and confidence. When you take a share in your life after that, you must have trust in that person that what I'm going to tell him is going to show me the direction. Love for the person. And confidence, when you get a prescription now. Like when we walk out of the doctor, they tell you, no, you must stay away from this, stay away from this. Then men don't want to touch you guys. Don't even bring the parak. Don't even talk to me about urine sugar, because I'm allergic. But I mean it. We trust the doctor so much, we've got confidence in every word of it. Whereas he can't show you 1 teaspoon sugar. So when they tell us stay away from certain things, we need to have confidence. Do certain things, we have to be confident. So this is one problem that we are suffering, right? The other reason why there's no progress is there's no istila. We're not telling our condition. The only thing that we want to tell when we saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the street. Oh, I saw myself going around the Kaaba, now I sit in the rain. But by one other time when you're making Golman, when you're on the other side of life, that part, now I met many people that say, what do you mean I must explain? Like I was on the fight. If it happens one time, and you know that never happened again, it's like now a pass by. But you can find a repetitive guna, a repetitive sin that's knocking your door all the time. Every time somebody's out, you're getting involved in lonely lust. Where now you have to use your own body to pleasure yourself. Get the message what I'm saying? Now that's happening too often. Not something that took place 10 years ago when you heard, but it's happening. So now we need help for that. We need guidance, and there's ways out of this. You can write a letter if you can't read, but get the problem sorted out. Someone say, but Maulana, it's so embarrassing. Is not Qiyamah Day more embarrassing? Maulana, I feel like crying when I'm going to tell this thing to come right. Why do you want to cry on full Sirat then? You want to cry on the bridge of Sirat on Qiyamah Day? Cry now, my dear. So, brothers, what we need to do is have the Sikhila. Inform what's happening. Not only telling what's happening with other people. Today, the problem when we come to Budrugan Adin. Hazrat, I want to know that which subject I must take in university. Hazrat, I want to know, okay, all some things about our own life, we must ask our mashayikh. But we only address non-Islahi points. Fair enough, find out about this. Hazrat, I'm doing an extension, but I put brown ties, white ties. Now we come to ask these things, all right, maybe you want Hazrat to visit you, what would please him, you want to put in house, it's good. But brother, did you talk of the child of Jannah, what color you want it to be there? Let me find out about my Islam. قَدَ فْلَهَ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ قَدَ فْلَهَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَ وَقَدَ خَوْمَ مَنْ تَسْلَهَ Successfully the one who got tazkiyah, the formation taking place, and who didn't get it in the big loss. So my friends and brothers, when the information comes back that do this, now cut off from this person, now stop reading that book. Now it's time not to question. Then you use this English thing, it is not for you to ask what and why, it is for you to do and die. Now I don't question my husband. Now I do what he's telling me to do. That's what you call. So slowly, you kept him as an amir. As you get that habit of obeying, you obey Rasulullah, you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because now you have taken your heart and you don't count it as yours. You count it as Hazrat is going to type what is in that heart now. He's going to tell me what to do. Don't come to your own conclusions. Hazrat, I started now about 3,000 duruds. You think that's good for me? Because duruds are good, I heard about a fazilah. So now, no, bhai, for you it's going to be 100, right? For us, 3,000 is a bigger number than us. No, bhai. You don't understand what's good for you, I know what's good for you. So the problem with the murid today is not that the sheikh is not there, the prescription is not there, but he's got another mind. He thinks he's running the worldly life. Like, I can choose to eat lunch and I'll have brunch. Or I can leave out supper and I'll have lumber, you know? These kind of things come crossing the mind of the youth. So it's not that the medication is not there, it's how we're handling it. Look, this is all I've got. Tawfiq ilahi or murshid, the path ki barakat se. Whatever Allah Ta'ala put in my heart, and we learn from our Hazrat, and from our Akabirin, and our Mashayikh, and our Asatiza, in a very light-hearted way, I presented it to you because 2:30 in the afternoon to give you a high 10-side bayan, then you'll find a lot of people just dipped out. You know? So if it benefited you, it's because of Allah and Rasulullah. And if I said something that did not befit this masjid, did not befit what they entrusted me with, and I only blame myself and nafs and shaitan, please forgive me and continue to make dua for me. Who's doing the Q&A, Munan? Me. That's questionable, huh? Okay, brothers, this is an Islami majlis. So the questions that will come should not be now whether we can eat this chicken or that chicken, because that will create a rainbow of problems. What we need is that normally I do it with a pen and paper, then the person name then comes. So how you just when I ask that, Molan, I got someone in my locality and he is hooked on drugs, what do I do for him? So it just makes your life a little bit easy. So everyone is just going to ask that it's somebody else. Nobody considers it themselves. So it's easy for you to ask the question. So you can fire away and I'm going to give a few minutes for this. I just want the timing. What's the time? 5:03. If you give 15 minutes, then you'll get 50 because we need to rest also. There's beautiful programs coming up. 15 minutes is okay, Mona? So, brothers, according to right. So, can we have the first question? I mean, you heard something from somebody? Stand up. Okay, by this, ask.
When you're picking a chef or someone that you would like to ask for, or whatever, become paid to, how do you know who's the right person? Like, by the way, you have like a few ulama that you like. Few ulama that you like.
What's your name,
yes, Mohammed.
Oh, it's such a good question you are, really. Allah bless you, my friend. Mm-hmm. You see, brothers, our Dada Peer, Hazrat Arif Billah, Hakim Muhammad, Akhtar Sahib, Nawar Allah Markadahu, he said, you must look at your bloodline. So what has been your bloodline? I have to explain this, because a lot of you say, no, let me go check Hazrat bloodline. A positive and I positive. No, it don't mean that. Bloodline means that you look at your tabiat. You know what, me, I am a jovial tabiat. So somebody like that for me. Me, I'm a more of a serious person. I can't take this person. It's too heavy for me. I need to look at that person. So you make istikhara. Allahumma khidri wa sabri. You can read also. Allah guide me to the right person. And then without taking bear to this, make the halu, one or two people see. And you find where your sins are coming in front of you. Where what happened to you, you can kind of rapport with that person. Then you know, this is the person I can now give my condition into. And inshallah, it guides me. And look, Allah Ta'ala has made it such. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Allah Ta'ala will protect the Quran, so even hafizas come about. Kunu ma sadiqin, they'll also be sadiqin all the time. Today I met one person, I don't see no people who are pious. Then the Quran, I just think, become, join them, be with them. Then they have to be there also. So inshallah, in this way, Muhammad, you're satisfied with the answer. So they all are there, you meet them, you see who you can have the most munasabat connection with, and they are benefiting you in the line that you can find yourself progressing, that's the person you take to. Next question, man. Don't feel shy, because we said the shy person can't learn. So ask it for somebody else also.
The brother is asking more of a Ramadan person. Somebody was a full hafiz, he only did 2 days tarawih and then he stopped. Basically, there could be many reasons. One is maybe he's a hafiz but he's one week. So he learned only so much that he can manage first day and second day. Could be that reason. But the ideal would be to work hard enough. We've got about 83 days to Ramadan Mubarak. Try and work your best, inshallah, and get into a curriculum. So that would be easy for him. So encourage him, inshallah. Don't run him down. The fact that he took the kite for 2 days, Allah will make it all 30 days or all 29 days. Give him kite. Come, brother. More on the, you know, this problem of the youth, our halat. Give a moment.
It's not an air drug problem, and the air drug problem will not be same, right? How do they get everyone going forward in
life? You see, when it comes to our people who are on substance abuse, understand that the person besides that abuse is a good person. Start off from there, looking at the person as an insan. Today, the moment a person does a sin, the moment a person does something wrong, we must cast the guna one side, but today we're also casting the person one side. We're throwing him out. Now, a person who's past the problem and is trying to put him back to society, and he's coming to the masjid, how do you approach him? Hey, you know what, Luqman? This masjid is beautiful, but you added to it. We're the second sunrise together, all together in this day. What do you mean, Maulana? You're coming back to us. I love you for Allah. Say that you love somebody. Today that word love for people is not there. I ask you, my brothers, if we had to be classified on our sins and thrown out, would we ever have a chance? Would I have a chance to sit here? Would you have a chance to listen here? Impossible. We'd all be on the streets. So when Allah's servant has repaired and he's past the drug problem, you know, don't hold on to that now and carry on bringing his faults. Yusuf alayhi salam says, the Quran mentions about it, لَا تَقْرِيبَ عَلِيْكُمُ الْيُومِ. I will not remind you and I will not give you an inkling of the reminder also. Now today, a person has repaired himself, he's out of the drug habit, or he's out of the zina habit, and now and then when we meet him, how's it, Luqman? You know, are you taking him back down? You're making him feel broken. You're making him feel like you're not part of society. Or a person came out of the zina problem, how's it, by Ibrahim? You're breaking the man. You're making him remember his sins. He's come to you for hope. So have that heart to accept people when they make forgiveness. By Allah, by Allah. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an example of this. I'm not going to go into the details. But when the person who caused the Nabi of Allah to cry and weep, if you look at para 14, last page, Surah An-Nahl. وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ. What happened on this occasion, the Nabi of Allah was broken in his heart. Hamza is massacred, and not just massacred, he's mutilated. The cause of this is Khalid ibn Walid. The Nabi of Allah, in a beautiful way, sends a message, long story short, to Khalid, that if only you could use this for the betterment. You mean Muhammad spoke good about me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard that Khalid is coming to accept Islam, he was elated, ecstatic, excited, and in our terms, out of this world. What a person is coming. And he reminded Madina Sharif that day. And he reminded them that day that don't bring the faults of Khalid once again. When Khalid ibn Walid, who was the means of 70 Sahaba passing away, when Khalid ibn Walid, who was the means of the crying of Rasulullah, the dark day of his Ummah in Uhud, when Khalid walked, the people of Medina Sharif welcomed him and embraced him with open arms. Khalid said, that day, I wish the earth would swallow me. This was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The man who made him weep, he embraces him and brings him back. The man who made him weep, he brings him back. And then what work Allah takes on Khalid.
So today there's broken people in society who want Allah, but we are standing on the doors of the masjid and on the ladders of Ruhaniyat and say, you can't come, this is a sole mandate for me only. Open our hearts to the Ummah. Come, brothers. That subject of music is aligned to the subliminal messages. In music, there's certain backtrackings that are there. If you are addicted to music, look at what it creates, nifaq, in the heart of a person, which is actually hypocrisy. So, a person is only attached to music because he only knows that has given him the end beat and the fizzle of life. He's getting the fizzle of life through that. But I tell you, my brothers, I tell you something. If you have tasted chicory coffee and you tasted original coffee, those of you who are connoisseurs of coffee will know what I'm alluding to. If you had mithai that was made from base substances and sweetmeats that were made from real substances, if you wore clothing that were made from simple materials and fabric that is made from the finest of materials, once you taste the reality, you won't want to go to the fatality after that. So, a person who's involved in music is only involved in it because he knows that much. But by Allah, when he will listen to zikr, by Allah, when he will make zikr, by Allah, when he listen to the talks of deen, then for what he's listening to music, like I met one person who's hooked on music, and the taxi goes by and he starts going like this. I say, what's happening? The earth is shaking you around. The only thing he knows that. But did he ever think that when he'll have the zikr of Allah, what will happen to him? Ab to rahi basad mein aakhir wird zubaye mere ila, wird zubaye mere ila. When he will start taking the name of Allah, then the thing will focus on him. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. It is the name of Allah. Leave music one side. What music you're talking about? The name of Allah is the goblet and the drink of those people who love Allah. So it's only because he's drinking mud water that he doesn't know what's welfare. It's only because he's living in a broken hut, he doesn't know what's a palatial mansion. It's only because he's involved in the whispering of shaitan that he hasn't heard the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba. This is the answer for that. We are almost complete, you know, you people need to sleep also. We got about J. Muhammad.
Only for so long, I know it's walking the walk. Also, it's not an aspect of the religion. It's hard not to, it's hard to look down, but it's hard not to look at a woman for that matter. So what do you want to do? And to that question, if, like Mary is too, I don't know, something for that or for the teacher, whatever it is, but after you like done whatever you've done,
what do they like to create cravings and what do you do to like say the cravings away, like to the empty? Okay, so it's two separate questions. Let me just go on. One question is, if I'm in the mall and I'm seeing something that's, you know, mauling my iman. First of all, when we have necessities, try and get it done without the mall. But something is only there, then go in the company of somebody and get it done so fast as if like you're in drowning water. Get it done and out from this. A mall should not be a spree. So if you're just going for necessity and out, it won't harm you. Now, answer to Muhammad's question. Somebody is there and it's too attractive, distractive, and it's calling the heart to go kiriya. This happened because your eye is set on that person. So we know, in light of what they teach us, that the first glance is accidental, you look down. But what is the definition of glance? Definition of glance, it's of a hideous picture that you just saw and you turn your face away. Today the glance is like this. That's not a glance. Why? That's a microscopic inspection. So the moment you see something, it must be like you saw a lion, you must run. And you run with your eyes. Allah gave us this shuttle. Lock your eyes down and look down. And look, I'm not here to quote wazifas, but I tell you people who experience tajruba, the moment you read this ayah and Allah Ta'ala makes you forget that person. So now that person that is there, that's walking in front, there again, she's not somebody's daughter, She's not somebody's mother one day. She's not somebody's grandmother one day. She's being all wrong. Yes, she's coming with a Bulgari perfume and she's wearing clothing like his machine is expensive. What doesn't mean, that doesn't mean because a dog vomited meat, you must eat every meat that you see. So don't take advantage of this thing, because this is a test. Now if you compare Akhirah to the small little insignificant being that's standing in front, that's like taking a 5-cent coin and blocking your eye and you can't see a golden coin. So you're letting the small makhluk block you from the love of Khaliq. Don't let that happen. And inshallah, as you practice on not looking at them, there's nothing in that. How much you're going to look? It only incites hate and difficulties in your life. Because now you're looking at something that you cannot approach, then the other sins come about. So look at it in this way, that the moment something passes, you ignore it. Like the whispers of shaitan. Just consider it like a little cat passed your way. Don't pay attention to what breed it is. It just gone past, and let me carry on. Now, if the craving of a substance abuse is coming back, that's also the test of Allah. You're only going to get this. It's natural to have cravings for something that you left. But the continuous company of the pious people is such that it solidifies a person's feelings to rid them of craving, and now you start craving for Allah. You start craving, like a person who's bothered with the zikr. If they didn't get it for that day, they will have a craving for it and you feel upset. So the continuous ta'alluq and regular meeting of the pious people, this kind of fragrance rubs up onto you, when now the cravings of wrong come out of us and the cravings of good take their place. So cravings are good, but it is for the right thing that we need to have. For 2 minutes, and I think so, make it the last question, brother. Is this a tajruba? Please do not quote me and then say, no, I brought something and then there's no legit proof. You know, like sometimes a person read something and he experienced something, we're just sharing it. But other than that, you can think of the fear of Allah. So there's so many ways that you can cure yourself of that. What is needed here is determination. Determination will come by listening to Fazail, and then again by Luqman, by sitting in the company of pious people. From a pious person, you will see that in this time here, this person is many reasons. I can also sit in the way, he's Bashar, I'm Bashar, he's human, I'm human. So this constant ta'alluq with pious people will give you the courage to continue. Let's take it in a youth example. When you walk into a gym, I'm not saying go and join the gym, I have to use this example. Kufar kalima, kufar na bashar. Now you say no, Maulana said almost gym now. I'm talking about when you walk in there, on the first day, can you carry 200 kilos? Impossible. But you look at the person who got there and he said, I was just like you, 75 kilos after I worked on myself 3 years with the protein shakes and bicep, and I'm lifting this thing up like this. So when you walk into the gym the first time, you see you can't do it. But you looked at an icon and you reached it. When you come in the support of the pious people who have passed all your tests, who are working also on themselves, then it gives you that hope and determination that comes. So this increases that. But as I said, regularity. Jim,
if you know somebody who doesn't keep the freedom, you want to encourage him.
Somebody not keeping the freedom, how to encourage him? See, Adam Onalyasa, Rahmatullah Ali, showed us a beautiful qaida, principle, you can say. Jab tak ke log aapke chappal ke chapati na samjhe unko kuch mat kaho. Till a person do not take your sandals as his roti. Just an example, don't tell him anything. So this person, first of all, he might be a nice person. So you said to him, are you a Zayd? You okay, mashallah. Make easy karam. And slowly you talk to him about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take him to pious majalis, the majlis program, the masjid program. And you'll find that automatically, he will start getting inclined towards deen. At the same time, what's lacking for our friends today is that we forgot that day when Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, oh Allah, strengthen Islam with either Abu Jahl or Umar. So make dua for people. We take their name. If the Hajjud is heavy for us, and 2 rakats after Isha and make dua after Farz Namaz, on Safi, wherever. 4 people's dua is not refused. And that is, I can tell you, it's acronym of STOP. S for the sick person, T for the traveler, O for oppressed, and P for parents. So dua at all times for this person. And slowly as he comes close to you and he gets confidence, now he'll ask you, by Yusuf, what must I do to come close to Allah? Now you present him with that. And you'll find that Allah Ta'ala will open up the way. Compared to if you just pounce on him the first day, he say, who are you? You know who am I? You know my father? I'll show you your beard, watch out. Last question, inshallah, right?
A Muslim who lives in a non-Muslim community.
Yes.
And the Ahadith has mentioned that in the day of Qiyamah, our neighbors and our friends and colleagues will bear testimony that we knew this person and he didn't tell us about Allah, he didn't teach Islam to us. In light of that, the person who's living in a non-Muslim community, how do you start the topic?
All right. Brother says that there's a person living in a non-Muslim community and he doesn't want to, they must not accuse him on day of Qiyamah that he hasn't called him towards Allah. Now there again, this is a bit of a delicate situation because we're living in a country that's majority non-Muslim. We agree with that, right? So brothers, there's two types of dawah, active dawah and passive dawah. Active, where you go and tell them, look here, Toronto is this place, I want you to see altogether lovely, who it refers to Muhammad, you start becoming, you work with the Bible and you directly comparative religion and you try and get him in. But we found that debates and direct attack eventually get you into the problem because he's going to go now to his church, right? Or he's going to go to his pundit or to his rabbi or whoever is his guru and he's going to say, look here, this Muslim people here, they're turning me away from you. Now that priest there knows that if I don't have this person, I'm already losing 200 rand from him a month. By end of the month, 5 people, 1 grand gone. End of the year, 12 grand. So if you're going to work like that, then I'm not saying it's not correct to call people towards him, but it creates problems for which you burn out and unfortunately living becomes unpalatable. So our ulama kiram have given us some guidelines when we're still learning the ropes. Is that become a passive person that gives dawah. When you live with neighbors, for example, somebody has passed away. Now we're not allowed to attend funerals, but is there anything stopping us from sending maybe our driver who's a non-Muslim or something and going to give them 12 cold drinks? When the child is sick, to also go look at the child in the hospital. We know that maybe the rains came, the roof is leaking. Allah blessed us. Can't we give a few roof sheeting? So when a person sees the Muslim as a giver, the Muslim as a friendly person, and by Allah I tell you it's the truth, I come from Durban. Say like there's 5 cars in front of me and you must try it out. The front car is a Jewish car, next one is a Hindu car, then is a Christian car, then I don't know what other car, and a Muslim car. The beggar leave all, he comes to the Muslim car. I'm telling you, they know the Muslims as good people. So, what car I got? I don't know what car I got. So, the Muslim is known as a person who's friendly. In the locality, a Muslim, he should always be parking correctly. Say we live in a complex, don't let your car be offbeat. Don't let noise and things come out from it. If you are dealing with a non-Muslim, your payment must be on time. So all these things here are called passive dawah. When Jamaat was doing in the path of Allah, they are at the airport, and there's a gentleman, suited, booted man, he's standing, they only move with a briefcase, you know, business people, because they got everything set there. So the Jamaat, they got a bedding, they got a bag and a box. By the time you go through, this man is in a bag. So they told him, sir, why don't you just skip the line and go ahead of us? Really? I'm quite impressed. All right, go ahead. And he got a boarding pass and he's out there. And passport control is waiting the other side. He said, I had a misconception due to the propaganda against Muslims. But after today, Muslims are top people. I'm telling you that all we need to do is show them akhlaq. And they are unhappy. Eventually they will come to you and ask you what to do. So the akhlaq and the pristine way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will make them salivate and drool that they will come to your feet without you saying much. Once they come and approach you, now you can present the dawah. As I said, the first scenario is not an impossibility, don't get me wrong. But you've got to look at it, whether it has a long-term effect, what's the outcome of it, and look at the different dimensions, and you can come to the conclusion. Inshallah, the balance of the questions, there are facilities available on our website, Maulana Raja, and there's other ulama kiram here. You're welcome to talk to them, and Hazrat is here if there's the opportunity, because there's so many people, so make it easy sometimes. Don't all crowd all the time, make it easy. So, you know, you can take advantage of the situation. And once things are over, tomorrow you return, there's still the entire time in life to ask what you have. May Allah Ta'ala make this majlis acceptant the whole door and acceptance, and Allah Ta'ala grant us Sa'adat Darin. Wa akhiru da'wana Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين اللهم بلا عبد الله من رحيم الله من كريم الله most merciful compassionate Allah oh Allah we have the youth this afternoon may Allah change the condition of our heart oh my beloved Allah each and everyone wants your love koi mujhe puche main kya mangta hu main apne Allah se Allah mangta hu give us your love my Allah it's there but we are not prepared to come forward Give us the determination, my beloved Allah. Give us the strength, my beloved Allah, to become the obedient slaves of yours. Oh, my Allah, so much you have done for us. All the spiritual dastarkhan that you have set. Yet I do not eat. How unfortunate it is. Oh, Allah, make me among those who got the faqf with deen, those who benefit Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make me a lion against my nafs. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. They have ganged up and destroyed us, my beloved Allah. Oh Allah, at the time when I'm facing the drug problem, at the time when we're facing the lust problem, at the time when we're facing the zina problem, at the time when we are facing all this problem, Ya Allah, we are like a shikasta kashti. We are like a ship that's in water that's being tossed in the tsunamis. We are being tossed in the hurricane. Oh my Allah, there's nobody but you that can help us. Oh my Allah, how you help Yusuf alayhi salam at that aheen mocha. Oh Allah, help us at that exact time to stay away from sin. Oh my beloved Allah, give us obedience. Oh Allah, let us follow our Mashayikh's prescription. Oh Allah, let us make our bond with our Akabirin height, my Allah. Give us the trust, love and confidence that we're supposed to have. Oh Allah, let it not be a dry ta'alluq, only once a year, only once a month, but increase us to meet them often. Ana, jana, lena, utna, betna. Samaj nasib farma. Oh Allah, all these youth that are here, we all are facing different calamities, different dilemmas, different angles to our life. Oh my Allah, you alimun bi dhaati sudur. You know what's in the heart of people. Oh Allah, you know what's in the chest of them. Oh Allah, my problem, their problem, ummah's problem, alleviate us from this problem. Ila al-alameen, what to ask for, how to ask for it. But Huzur e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam al-Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sari alayhi wa sallam, ask from you, beg from you for benefit of mankind and himself. Oh Allah, you grant us that. What he asked to be saved from you, save us from that. Oh my beloved Allah, let us not be na shukriya bandas. Inna insana li rabbihi lakanood. Oh my Allah, let us not be unappreciative. Oh Allah, make us shakir bandas. Oh my Allah, at the time when we have to meet you, let it be in the condition that you please with us. At the time of our death, let us leave with La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Oh Allah, we hand our case over to you. We cannot do, we have not done, and we never will do. You help us, guide us, accept us, protect us. Ya Allah, all that has been said, let it be beneficial for the speakers and for the listeners and for the ummah at large. Oh Allah, our Hazrat, give him long life with afiyah. All the mashayikh and all the people working for deen, wherever it is, and the stringent problems, wherever they are, oh Allah, alleviate these problems and remove all the hurdles. Oh my Allah, all those people who are working for deen, give them lillahiyat and give them khulus. Save us from nufus and khulus. Oh my beloved Allah, guide us and help us, protect us. And oh Allah, let us be people who learn deen, practice deen, spread deen, and make others do the same. Oh Allah, what is life without you? Allahumma kul lana wa ja'alna lak. You become ours and make us yours. Wa gul gul nahi jisme khushbu nahi. Wa dil dil nahi jisme tu nahi. Wa gul gul nahi jisme khushbu nahi. Wa dil dil nahi jisme ishq rasool nahi. Oh Allah, what's a heart? What is a life without you? A rose without a smell is not a rose. And a heart without you and Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam teachings. And that one empty life, make us true servants of yours. Satcha pakka bana de. Make us true talib sadiq. Make us true people in the path of suluk and tazkiya. Make us genuine murid, Ya Allah. Let us not just come and be fake for that wine and move away. Oh Allah, everybody is valuable. Continue to increase the value within us. The value system that's supposed to be. All the lessons that are imparted, make us embodiments of that. Sallallahu ala nabiyyi ummi bi rahmatika.